interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from, right now, very sunny Colfax, Washington, McDonald's Sports Complex, the site of the District 9 2B baseball playoffs, is the DeSales Irish and the Tico Oaksdale Rosalia Spartans for the District 9 championship game and the number one seed in the next week's regional competition. The winner will be that number one seed and will travel to Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla next week to become one of the final 16 teams left in the state 2B baseball playoffs. The loser will play a loser out winner to regional game at 4 o'clock versus Liberty Christian of the Tri-Cities, who won a loser out game earlier today. We'll talk more about the bracket and the playoff picture ahead of us when we come back. We're glad you joined us on District 9 Playoff Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your
Take two-minute breaks, and then between innings we'll take one minute.
Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the McDonald's Sports Complex here in Colfax. DeSales Playoff Baseball, the 2011 Southeast 2B Baseball District 9 Playoffs. And if you're just tuning in and you know some people that want to listen to the ball game thinking it's going to start at 1 o'clock, get on the phone, let them know that we're going to start a little early. The weather forecast for this afternoon in the Palouse and the Southeast Washington in general is very unsettled, so Rick Wilcox of Asotin, who's the tournament director, said let's get these games in as soon as we can because right now it is sunny. A few broken clouds and a very blue sky. The flag out in center field is waving pretty briskly. I would say a stiff breeze at this point. But the weather is expected to get worse, not better. So the scheduled first pitch in the bracket was 1 p.m., but they're going to try to get this game going ASAP. And take a quick look at the bracket. We've had one mild upset thus far in the district tournament. In a pair of loser-out games on Tuesday, things went as the regular season schedule would indicate. Asotin, the number three team in the regular season, beat Dayton, and Liberty Christian, the number four team in the regular season, beat Waitsburg Prescott. And then a game earlier today, our first upset of the tournament, Liberty Christian, the number four seed, defeated Asotin, the number three seed, 3-2. Liberty Christian just one hit in the ball game. They scored a couple of unearned runs. Asotin chose not to pitch their ace, Jackson Webb, a very talented left-handed junior, hoping to save him for a winner to regionals loser out game this afternoon, but that was not to be. Liberty Christian pulls the upset 3-2. So the loser of this game coming up between DeSales and the Chico Oaksdale Rosalia Spartans will play that loser out, or excuse me, the winner will advance to regionals at Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla. The loser of this game will try to come back and beat Liberty Christian in a game scheduled to start at 4 o'clock, but again, it will probably start sooner. So that's a quick look at the bracket. These teams trying to get to the Final 16, the regional tournament format, which starts next week. We'll be right back with a closer look at how these two teams got here when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live in Colfax, Washington, and the head coaches for the two ball clubs, Rob Hudkins for Tico Oaksdale Rosalia, and the veteran Kim Cox. Honored this week in the Seattle area at the WIAA Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. A much deserved honor for Kim. 16 state baseball championships, 4 football championships won by teams under his direction. And it's the same old for Coach Cox. And he's a very humble man. And in the media releases, very quick to point out that it's been the players, the parents, the assistant coaches, everybody around him that's helped with that success. But he has been the leader of this great program for a long, long time, and 16 state championships, but for the Irish, a little bit of a drought. Last year, lost in the state semifinals to Colfax. The year before, lost in the championship game. So the Irish trying to get through this district tournament into regionals and beyond in the 2011 campaign. And they'll take a very young ball club, Coach Cox, 3 seniors on the field today, along with 1 junior in the field, no juniors batting, 5 sophomores and 1 freshman. Tico Oaksdale Rosalia, on the other hand, will start 6 seniors and 2 juniors. So a very veteran Tico Oaksdale Rosalia ball club to come into this game with a 16-2 record. Their only 2 losses, 2 DeSales in the league season opening doubleheaders way back in early March up in Oaksdale, a game that Game 1, DeSales won in extra innings, And the Irish prevailed in a close second game as well. So the Tico Sal Azalea Spartans trying to avenge their only two losses and claim the District 9 championship in this rematch with the Irish. DeSales boys 16-4 on the regular season, 10-2 in league play. Their league losses were at Liberty Christian, the team that awaits the loser of this contest, and they split with Asotin last week. A game they had to win one of two in the doubleheader. The Irish got the split to clinch the title. Two non-league losses early in the season at Hermiston, and then this past Tuesday at LeGrand, the Irish were defeated as well. Hermiston and LeGrand, a couple of 3 and 4A programs from the state of Oregon. As always, Kim Cox schedules a tough, tough non-league schedule, if he can do it, to get his guys ready. But the sweep of Tico Sal Azalea, way back in March, the Irish will try to make it 3 in a row this season over the Spartans, who have everything in lineup announced right now. A veteran group. We'll take one more break, come back with the home team defense and the visitors' batting order and a first pitch when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage. Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live, and both teams have had their rosters announced, and they've lined up on their prospective baselines. The Irish, the designated home team, on the third baseline, have just jogged across the infield grass to shake hands with the Tico Sal Azalea Spartans. Black jerseys with orange writing across the front, white trim, and gray pants for the Spartans, the black hats. The Irish in the white short pants, forest green jerseys, Irish across the front, and they'll huddle up in front of the third base dugout and get ready to take the field for this district championship game. For the Irish, defensively, at first base will be Tim Cottle, a sophomore. At second base, Travis Hain, another sophomore. At shortstop, Logan Hoff, another sophomore. So there's a quick look at how young DeSales' roster is. And then anchoring over at the hot corner at third base, Kyle Lindgren, a senior. In left field will be Brandon Ariano. Brandon's a junior. Tommy Gregg, the senior, is in center field. Tommy Gregg, an ankle injury in their second-to-last basketball game, has only played in 11 games. He did not play when these teams met early in the season, that sweep by the Irish. Darryl Galloway, just a freshman, will start in right field. And the battery for Kim Cox's squad, behind the plate, Joe Dean, a sophomore, and Vic Mata, the senior, will toe the slab out on the pitcher's mound. He has a 7-2 record, a 2.44 ERA. He has 89 strikeouts and has walked just 24 batters. He has very good control. The batting order for Tico Oaksdale Rosalia, and listen to all the seniors on the roster. Flash Hodges, a senior, will lead off. Lance Lindgren, a senior, bats second. DJ Brown, another senior, bats third. Will Dedek, a junior, is the cleanup hitter, Joe Campion, a senior, bats number 5. Jared Herford, a senior, bats number 6. Peyton Buchleitner, a junior, bats number 7. Tom Carruthers, another senior, bats number 8. And then a freshman, Ryan Maley, bats 9th. And the Irish huddle up at the pitcher's mound with their senior hurler, Vic Mata. They break the huddle. Flash Hodges, his pitching counterpart, steps in from the right side, and we're about ready to go. I'm sitting in a nice press box facility here at McDonald's Sports Complex, looking straight out at home plate. Dick looks in for the sign, and we're underway in this district championship game. First pitch inside for ball 1. 335 down the left field line, 330 down the right field line, 375 to the power alleys. Next pitch is up and away outside, so he's missed up and in and up and out on his first two offerings to Flash Hodges. Wind is blowing from left to right, and there's a strike taken right down the middle. Two balls, one strike, now the count. Colfax Bulldogs home team field here. It says Colfax Bulldogs across the scoreboard that has the inning-by-inning readout. And next offering from Mata is also a ball. So Vic, who I mentioned, has very good control, has gone 3-1 to the Spartan leadoff hitter. Here's a 3-1 pitch, fastball at the knees for a strike. So the count has gone full. Flash Hodges, doing his job as a leadoff hitter, getting a lot of looks, but has not swung the bat yet. Here's the 3-2 pitch to the leadoff hitter. It's a ground ball hard, past third base into left field for a solid single. So Flash Hodges works the count full, solid base hit to left field. So Rosalia, Teak Oaksdale Rosalia, has the first base runner of the game. Lance Lindgren, the center fielder, he'll step in from the left side. Lindgren, slightly closed stance, got his front foot right on the chalk of the inside of the batter's box. He takes the first pitch just off the outside corner, ball 1. Dick checks Hodges at first base. He'll throw over, and Hodges is back, sliding head first. Cottle gets it back to Mata. Vic quickly puts the foot on the rubber, and he's into the stretch, working quickly. There's a pop-up on the next pitch, pop foul and out of play on the left side. And the count evens at 1-1 on Lindgren. Outfield shaded to the right side for the left-hand hitting Lindgren. Center fielder Tommy Gregg is quite a bit shifted into right field. There's a pitch out and nothing doing, so a ball 2 count now. 2 balls, 1 strike, so the Irish coaching staff expecting Hodges to run on that pitch, but nothing doing. And the next offering is high by Mata. So Vic Mata struggling to find the strike zone early. And he is typically a slow starter. They lost the first game of the doubleheader to Asotin last week. Asotin jumped on the Irish early for 4 runs and made it stand up in a 4-3 win. There's a line drive right to right field. Galloway, the first freshman, has it go over his head. And it's going to be to the wall for extra bases. Hodges being held up at third base as Galloway hustles to the fence, gets it in, and holds Lindgren to a double. A line drive hit right at the freshman right fielder, Darryl Galloway, and he turned his shoulder nicely initially, but then kind of froze in his track, and it was over his head. So a double by Lindgren, and Teco Oaksdale Rosalia in business right away with 2 in scoring position, nobody out. And D.J. Brown, another senior, 3 seniors, to lead the game off for Teak Oaksdale Rosalia. He's also a left-handed batter, open stance, and there's a off-speed pitch, catches the outside corner for strike 1. Vic is really working the outside corner, and that's the first time he's got that call. So 1 strike on Brown. Runners take their lead at 2nd and 3rd. There's a pitch in the dirt, swing and a miss. So Vic Mata, for the first time, working ahead in the count, has no balls and 2 strikes. Will Pedick, a junior, is in the on-deck circle for the Spartans. And there's a pop foul and out of play as Brown stays alive. That pitch low in the strike zone. Get a fresh baseball. and they'll reset. So Tico Rosalia jumping on the Irish early. Have runners in scoring position at third base and second base to lead off this game. There's another off-speed pitch. That's ripped down the right field line and fair. Galloway will field it on the hop down the baseline, and that will score two. A long single by D.J. Brown as he ripped it hard down right down the right field line and fair, and that will score Hodges and Lindgren. So two singles and a double to start this game for Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia. Will Dedek, the cleanup hitter, will stand in from the left side. Third straight left-handed batter for Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia, and he takes a first pitch strike from Mata. So the Spartans have their hitting shoes on early. Every batter has hit the ball hard. There's a move over to first base. Brown is back easily. Mata looking in for the sign in the stretch now. Here's a one-strike pitch. It's a breaking ball off the plate outside. Count evens at 1-1 on Dedek. Winner will travel down to Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla and represent District 9 in that regional. The loser will play Liberty Christian at 4 o'clock. Runner going. Tip swung on a hit to the left center field gap. It's going to get down for a base hit. He's digging for two. They'll wave the runner around third. He's going to score, and Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia is hot early. An RBI double by the cleanup hitter, Will Dedek, on the hit-and-run call by Rob Hudkins. D.J. Brown moving on the pitch, scores all the way from first base. And Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia up 3-0 right out of the chute against the Sales in this district championship game. And that will bring up Joe Campion, another senior for Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia. He steps in from the right side, and he takes first pitch for strike one. Vic has not found the pitch that can get by Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia yet. That breaking ball is high, and now the strike zone count evens at 1-1 on Campion. Campion, the third baseman, looks down to his third base coaching box for the sign. Here's a 1-1 pitch, right at the knees for strike two. The Sales still looking for their first out here in the top of the first inning. They're down quickly, 3-0, as the first four batters for Tico Oaksdale hit the ball. And there's a hard hit ball, the shortstop. Hoff gloves it, toss across the infield to Conlon, and he's safe. He beats the throw, runner tries to go to third, they throw it back across. Tagged by Lindgren, but he dropped the ball. It was a bang-bang play at first base. I'm not sure if they're saying he beat the throw or if Cottle pulled his foot. And Vic Mata wants an explanation. But regardless, Campion is safe at first. Dedek is over at third base now. So I'm not sure how they'll score that officially. Just an infield hit, I guess. So five straight hits to start this game for Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia. Runners at the corner, still nobody. Outstrike right down the middle to already the sixth Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia batter, Jared Herford, a senior. And we've got a pickoff attempt, the old first-third move, and they've got Dedek hung up. So the Irish, or check that, that was the steal of second, the cutoff, and they picked Dedek off at third base. Quite frankly, I was looking down recording the pitch. They sent the runner to second. They cut off the throw and then threw Dedek out, who was caught leading off at third base. So the Irish, good defense to get the first out. So I think Dedek was out 4-5. One ball, one strike, ball in the dirt, knocked away by Dean, goes up the right field line, and Campion will move up to third base now. On the wild pitch on Mata. So you got two balls, one strike on the batter Herford. Three runs are in for the Spartans. And they have Campion at third base. Just one out. And there's a high fly ball to the right side. Galloway under it in left right field. Excuse me, makes the catch. Here's the throw in. They tag up. Throws cut off. He slides in. They make a late throw, and he was slid under the tag. Cottle cut off and then made a throw to home plate, but Campion is in, sliding easily under Dean. So four runs in. For Rosalia. Two outs now. And the seventh batter, Peyton Boxleitner, comes to the plate. The bases are empty now. Strike on Boxleitner on the first pitch from Mata. The Teak Oaksdale Rosalia. Five straight hits to start this game. Four come around to score. Next pitch is low for ball one. Count evens at a ball and a strike on Boxleitner. Next pitch high and inside. Sales boys have yet to have their chance to get back at the Spartans and already trail 4-0. Swing and a miss at a high outside pitch. Count evens at 2-2 on Boxleitner, a junior. Very experienced Nighthawk club. Six seniors and two juniors and a freshman in their starting lineup. Low in the dirt on the 2-2 pitch. And the count has gone full. Mata has faced seven batters, thrown a lot of pitches in this first inning. Three-two pitch, fouled away over the right side. They'll get a new ball to Victor, working out of the windup. And what so far a very sunny day in Colfax. There's another pitch, pop foul and out of play. So Boxleitner making Mata work. And over the years, I've had the privilege to watch a lot of playoff baseball for the Irish, and that's the key to success. The bottom part of your order's got to make the pitcher work. And there's a call, third strike right at the knee. So Mata gets out of it finally, but a lot of damage done by the Spartans of Teak Oaksdale Rosalia. They send seven men to the plate. They score four runs on five hits. There were no Irish errors and nobody left. The middle of the first inning. The Irish are down early, 4-0. We'll keep it here. We'll take a look at the Spartan defense and the Irish batting order. For the experienced Teak Oaksdale Rosalia club, at first base will be DJ Brown, the senior. At second base, Tom Carruthers, another senior. At shortstop, the freshman, Ryan Maley. And at third base, Joe Tampion, another senior. And then across the outfield, Peyton Boxleitner is a junior. Lance Lindgren, who had that ringing double as the number two hitter, a little left-hander. He's a speedster. He'll patrol center field. He's a senior. And Will Dedick, a junior, will play right field. And the catcher-pitcher combo for Teak Oaksdale Rosalia, Jared Herford, a senior. His senior classmate, Flash Hodges, will be on the mound. And Flash was the leadoff hitter for Teak Oaksdale Rosalia. He got a base hit, came around to score on the Lindgren double. Or check that on the DJ Brown single to score his team's first run. His teammates came across three more times. So he will work from the mound here in the bottom of the first inning with a 4-0 lead. For the Irish, their leadoff hitter will be Travis Hain, a sophomore, followed by Joe Dean, another sophomore, and Tommy Gregg, a senior. Vic Mata, a senior, will bat number four. Vic Mata leads the team in home runs with three. Tim Cottle will bat fifth. Logan Hoff, sixth. Cottle and Hoff are both sophomores. Kyle Lindgren, the senior, will bat seventh. Luke Fazari, a sophomore, is the designated hitter today. He will bat for Brandon Arellano, who's playing left field. And the number nine hitter will be Darryl Galloway, a freshman. So Haynes steps in, a gaudy 473 batting average for the sophomore. He takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. 473 hitter is Travis. Hodges from the windup. Pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. Count even at a ball and a strike. Teak Oaksdale Rosalia playing fairly deep for Hain, the sophomore. Travis, not a lot of power. He's got a triple and three doubles on the season. Next pitch over for strike two. As Hodges working quickly, he's ready to go again. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, knocked down by the catcher, Herford, and the count evens at 2-2. As I look out over the right field line, we got the golf carts rolling around at the Colfax Country Club. Nice day for golf. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Jam shot, popped up in the infield. Looks like the second baseman, Carruthers, is going to corral it. And one out for the Irish. DeSales got to try to get something going to answer that crooked number up there. Four runs in the top of the first for Teak Oaksdale Rosale. The Irish trying to answer. If you just tuned in, wondering why the game's already going, scheduled 1 o'clock start due to the weather and the quickness of the end of the first game. The tournament official said, let's get this second game going as fast as we can before the weather gets worse. And the weather right now is beautiful. The flag is hanging on the flag as Joe Dean has taken both pitches he's seen so far, and he's got a ball and a strike. Is it the flag hanging on the flag? The flag is hanging limply on the flagpole, now fluttering just a bit. There's a pitch high and inside to the diminutive Joe Dean. Joe, a 333 hitter on deck, Tommy Gregg. There's another pitch low and inside to Dean, and Joe ahead in the count now, 3-1. Sales trying to answer the Spartan surge in the top of the first inning. Breaking ball over for a strike. I'm not much of a pitch aficionado. I can tell if the ball moves a little bit. I'll call that a breaking ball. And if it goes straight, it's a fastball. And there's a rip down the left field line. Ground ball base hit for Joe Dean. Joe's digging hard for two. He's going to try to get in there. It's a throw. The slide. He's safe. Joe Dean was going for two right from the start. Mike Postlewaite down there, first base, waving around. They got a good read on it. Joe's got some quickness, and he's in scoring position at second base with one out for Tommy Gregg. Tommy, senior, been a big part of the Irish program all 4 years. He's playing in just his 13th game of the season after missing the first part of the year with a bad ankle sprain. He fouls the first pitch straight back, but Tommy has made up for lost time. He's a 487 hitter. He's hit a couple of home runs and already has 17 RBIs in just 13 games. Actually, the stats are through 11 of his games. This would be his 13th. The LeGrand game on Tuesday, I do not have the stat sheet for that. Next pitch in the dirt, we're even at a ball and a strike. On deck, Vic Mata. So Hodges is working from the stretch now. Checks Dean at second base. Here's the pitch into Gregg outside for ball two. 2-1. Teco Oaksdale Rosalia up early 4-0. Winner will be the number one seed into regionals. There's a hanging curveball ripped into left field for a base hit by Tommy Gregg. Dean will hold up at third base. A little floater in there, and Tommy Gregg laces it into left field. So DeSales coming right back at the Spartans. They have runners at the corners with one out. Good speed on the base paths. Actually, Tommy Gregg, very explosive, but with the ankle, not 100% on the speed at this point, but he's improving week to week. Vic Mata, 300 hitter, 3 home runs, 18 RBIs on the season. Standing in from the right side. Hodges checks the runners, pitch way outside for ball one. Loser will take on Liberty Christian, who upset Asotin 3-2. Just one hit for Liberty Christian that game. A couple errors on Asotin, snap thrower to first base. Gregg is back. Dean not going anywhere at third base. This first base, third base situation puts a lot of pressure on the defense. Mata definitely up there to swing away, however. This pitch way outside. Hodges definitely keeping the ball away from Vic Mata, one of three DeSales seniors in the batting order. 2-0 on Vic. On deck is Tim Cottle. Gregg going on the pitch, swing and a miss. Throw back to Hodges. So now we've got a whistle and we've got a whistle. Wrong sport, and they're going to send Gregg back. They're going to say Mata interfered. The pitch was kind of low and in the dirt, and they're going to call Mata out on interference. So Vic swung at a ball in the dirt, and they're going to call him for interference. And Kim Cox wants an explanation from the home plate umpire, so I guess you call that a strikeout. Have to check with the official book at our earliest convenience. Dave Maley, the Stat King, get the word from him. He's sitting out on the balcony in front of this press box area. Kim Cox is, he's heard it all in a stellar career, and I don't think he's too pleased with what he just heard from the home plate umpire. But the experience of Coach Cox shows he'll just rub his head and walk away. We're in the first inning. It's a long game. So Mata is out. Greg has to go back to first base. Tim Cottle is up now. Cottle is a 362 hitter, just a sophomore. Snap throw again over at Greg. Greg is back quickly. So I look down Cottle's line, 362 hitter. He has seven doubles, which ties for the team lead. That pitch is low to Cottle. 2-0 on Timmy. He has... trying to find the RBI line. There it is. 22 RBI, one of the leading RBI men on the team. There's Greg going. Here's a throw through. Dean's going to try to score. Greg tried to put on the brakes. Can't do it. He's tagged out at second base. So Kim Cox just kind of grabs his kneecaps as Tommy Greg needed to put on the brakes a little sooner. Give Joe Dean a chance to score. So the Irish, no runs. Two hits, no errors, one man left. After one complete inning, DeSales trails 4-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So we played one complete inning here from Colfax at the McDonald Sports Complex in the district championship game for 2B baseball, and the Irish boys find themselves down 4-0 early. The Spartans started the game off with five straight hits to open up the top of the first inning. And Vic Mata is back out on the mound. He will face Tom Carruthers, the number eight hitter for the Spartans. He swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt. I missed the first pitch as we came back from break. Mata ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. Working quickly. Breaking ball in the inside corner. Caught looking is Carruthers. So Mata is... struck out the last two Spartan batters, both looking, and now Ryan May, just a freshman, will step in from the right side. Top of the order, Flash Hodges is on deck. May, first fifth swing, rips one back up the middle, knocked down by Mata. Mata retrieves it and throws him out. Vic Mata fields his position nicely as May, first fifth swing, ripped it right back up the box, went right off the foot of Mata, up his leg, over towards third base. Victor able to retrieve it and record the out. So quickly, two outs for Rosalia, Keek Oaksdale Rosalia. Breaking ball over to Hodges, low for ball one. Low or outside, not sure. Hodges, base hits lead off the game, came around to score. There's a pitch high and all the way to the screen off the top of Joe Dean's glove. 2-0 on Hodges. Two-oh pitch to Hodges. low in the dirt, dug out by Dean. 3-0 now. Mata has gone to Hodges after two quick outs. Struggling here against the leadoff batter for Azalea. That ball low and away. Oh, it's a call strike. Hodges was 6-7 steps up the first baseline. Had already thrown his bat to the bat boy. Now he'll have to get it back. And you know the umpire doesn't like that. So Hodges will get refocused in the right-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance. There, he'll drop the bat at home plate and go down to first base on that pitch low and away. So Mata gets up his first walk. And that'll bring up Lance Lindgren, who had a ringing line drive double over the right fielder Darryl Galloway's head in the first inning to put runners at second and third and get the Spartans going on their four-run rally in the first inning. He takes that pitch at the knees for strike one. Again, if you're just joining us, we're in the second inning. Game was scheduled with first pitch at 1 o'clock, but to try to stay ahead of forecasted bad weather, they're starting things as soon as they can. And there's a drive into right center field that's going to drop for a base hit. And all the way around to third base goes Hodges with two outs running on the pitch. And Lance Lindgren just kind of a soft line drive to right center field. And the seniors working on a nice 2-for-2 day. And just like that, with two outs, the Spartans have something going with runners at the corners for DJ Brown. Brown, a senior, one of six in the Teak Oaks Dale Rosalia starting lineup, had a two-run RBI single his first time up. Stands in from the left side with the open stance. First pitch, pop fly or left field. Ariella's got a run on it. He catches it in foul territory, and that's the inning. The wind now has shifted from right to left, and that carried that ball into foul territory. Ariano, a nice running catch. So the Irish avoided some damage, put a zero up in the top of the second. For the Spartans, no runs, one hit, no Irish errors. Two men left. The Irish come to the bat in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 4-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. Stop by our meat department for specialty cuts for carne asada, as well as Painted Hills USDA Choice All-Natural Beef and St. Helens USDA Choice Beef, premium, grain-fed, and raised right here in the Northwest. Super One Foods, we set the standard.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Tim Cottle will lead off. He was at the plate when Tommy Gregg was thrown out at second base. That first inning, the Irish had tried to respond to the Spartans. They had runners at the corners. Dick Mata was called out for interference on an attempted steal. Then Cottle, while he was up to bat, Tommy Gregg got thrown out at second base. I think Coach Cox wanted Tommy to put on the brakes a little sooner and give Joe Dean a time to score from third, but it didn't happen. Cottle is quickly down the count, no balls, two strikes. As the second pitch, he fouled it up the third baseline. Kim Cox fields it, bounced it off his head, actually went off his hand, and he kind of hacky-sack shot it with the top of his head. And next pitch is on the way, as I described Coach Cox down the third base box, and it's a ball. One ball, two strikes on Cottle. Logan Hoft, another sophomore on deck. That pitch way outside, off the edge of the glove of the catcher, Jared Herford. And Cottle is even the count at 2-2. Tim, a 362 hitter, leads the team in doubles with seven. Irish got to get base runners and start putting some numbers up on the board to try to erase this 4-0 lead. It is still awful early. There's a pitch inside, off the plate or off the foot of Cottle, I say off the plate, and the count goes full, So Cottle, after being down 0-2, has worked to count full against Flash Hodges, the senior for Teak Oaksdale Rosalia. There's a ball hit hard into left field, base hit. Hope you can hear the crack of the bat on the crowd, Mike.
Now batting, number 7, shortstop.
We've got to check with the man back at the studio if that's actually happening. Well, the Irish have the leadoff runner on. Now Logan Hoft, sophomore, will stand in. Logan, a very impressive .433 batting average, just a sophomore. Good eye at the plate, too. He has walked 17 times. He has 21 RBI. Very solid player, very fundamentally sound player for just a sophomore. First pitch to him is low for ball one. This one, low in the dirt, all knocked down by the catcher, Herford. Ball actually landed halfway into the left-hand batter's box as Hoff stands in from the right side. Hodges checks the runner, pitch to the plate, it's low and outside again, so 3-0. So Hodges, after starting off with two strikes here quickly in this second inning, has now thrown 7 straight balls. That pitch right down the middle, taking all the way as Hoff. Strike one. On deck, Kyle Lindgren, the leading RBI man for DeSales, and one of 3 seniors in their starting lineup today. Hodges checks the runner. Here's the pitch to Hoff, low and away. It's a ball, so the Irish have something going here. 2 runners on, nobody out. Kyle Lindgren coming to the plate.
Kyle,
369 hitter. 25 RBIs. That leads the Irish. He's got 1 in scoring position down there in Tim Cottle. Boy, the peeking out at the flag in center field is there. A first pitch line drive base hit down the left field line. They're going to wave Cottle around third. Left fielder picks it up, and he gets it in quickly, but a run will score. So first pitch swinging. Kyle Lindgren, the senior, gets the Irish on the board as Cottle scores from second base on a solid single by Kyle Lindgren. That'll bring up Luke Fazzari. Fazzari is the designated hitter today. Luke, a sophomore, 333 hitter, has appeared in only 1 game. Again, I did not have the LeGrand stats, but Luke has only 3 varsity at-bats, so Coach Cox trying to push a button here and get Fazzari into the lineup in the district playoffs and get some production out of the sophomore. He has a count even at 1-1 on him as I peek down at the stat sheet. In fact, Luke has the fewest at-bats of anybody by far on the stat sheet. And he pops this one into right center. It's going to get down for a base hit and fairly deep. And that will score Hoff from second base. So Luke Fazzari, full hanging breaking ball, this kind of a high fly ball into left center, right at the 375 mark. Well short of that mark, but the left fielder and the center fielder, Lindgren and Boxleitner, neither one of them could get to it. It gets down, and Luke Fazzari, clutch RBI base hit, and the Irish have 2 runs in now as Hoff ends up scoring on that one. There's a little number back to the mound and a throw over to third base to try to get the play there. No going as Darryl Galloway bunts safely for a base hit. I was looking down at my stat sheet coloring in Hoff's diamond, and Darryl Galloway gets one down quickly, and he's safe at first base on the fielder's choice. And just like that, the bases are loaded for the Irish as Lindgren beat the throw over to third base, and the bases are loaded for the top of the order, Travis Hayne and nobody out. The Irish have something going definitely here in the bottom of the second. Down now 4-2. Hayne takes the first pitch for ball one. Hayne, the 6th batter to come to the plate for the Irish here in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch right on the inside corner for a strike. Travis Hayne really crowding the plate there. So 3 on, 2 in for the Irish. And next pitch is way inside, almost hits Hayne. Ball 2. Travis, .473 hitter on the year, popped up to the second baseman his first time up. Next pitch also high and inside. No place to put Hain. Lindgren's at third, Fazari's at second, Galloway's at first. Nobody out. The sale's down 4-2. That pitch is inside. Oh, called third strike. Hain dropped the bat, took off for first. Now he'll have to come back. The bases are loaded. Kim Cox reminding him, watch the release point. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Hit hard to left field. It's a base hit. Lindgren will score. Fazari comes around third. They bobble it in left field. Fazari's going to score. Galloway digging for third. He's in at third. So we're going to call that a base hit. A two-run base hit for Hain. And then he advances to second on the air on the left fielder. And that allows Galloway to go all the way to third. So DeSales has tied it up. They came into this second inning down 4-0. The first four batters to the plate have scored, and still nobody out. And that will bring assistant coach Charlie Hatley, I'll assume that's Charlie Hatley, out of the Pico Oaksdale Rosalia Spartan dugout. Got the bright orange shirt on. And they'll talk things over as DeSales has had a nice inning. Tim Cottle started off with a base hit, then a walk to Logan Hoff. Kyle Lindgren drove in Hoff with a hard base hit. Then Luke Fazari, a deep fly ball to left center field that got down for a base hit to bring in Hoff. And now a bunt by Dean and a throw over to first base. They get him, but the runners will move up. Or check that. They don't move up. They already moved up. I got to start paying attention. So Dean tried to put the ball on the ground. And he'll be the first out recorded. That'll bring up Tommy Gregg. With one out, two on, in scoring position, we're tied at four. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one to Tommy Gregg. Tommy, a base hit, his first time up. Ended the first inning, though, getting caught at second base in the steal attempt. Here's a one-strike pitch. It's a curveball. Hit the left side, backhanded, booted by the shortstop, and that will score a run. And Galloway will score. The shortstop, Ryan Maley, tried to plant the foot and go with the backhand. The problem was his foot kicked the ball all the way down the left field line. So we have an error on the shortstop. The second error of the inning on the Spartans. And Galloway gives the Irish the lead, is scoring from third base on that play. So we have Hain at third, Gregg at first, Irish up 5-4 now with a five spot here in the bottom of the second inning. Vic Mata, first pitch, hits him right between the two and the seven in the back, and Vic Mata will hustle down to first base. So the Irish have batted around with just one out here. Hain's at third. Gregg's at second. Mata will be pinch run for. Actually, they would call that a courtesy runner. For your pitcher and catcher, they can have a courtesy runner. It's Tyler Pomeranian, a sophomore, will run at first base. And Tim Cottle, who started this thing off with a single, is back for his second effort in the second inning. And he hits this ball hard to right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. Two hops to the wall. The bases are loaded. The bases are going to be clear. As here comes Pomeranian all the way from first base. Here's the throw. He's going to score standing up. Tim Cottle, the team leader in doubles, gets his eighth double of the season and clears them off with a bases loaded double. Hain will score. Gregg scores, and Pomeranian running for Mata will score as Tim Cottle, a three-run double. And the Irish have doubled up now on the Spartans, eight runs and still batting here in the second inning. First pitch swinging now is Logan Hoff, foul ball down the left field side for strike one. Still just one out as DeSales was jumped on early by the Spartans, gave up four first-inning runs, blanked in the bottom of the first, but they are going to work here in the bottom of the second here from Colfax. And now lead it 8-4. Next pitch low to Hoff. Logan walked and scored in his first at-bat of this inning. He hits this ball high to left field. The left fielder, Boxleitner's got a beat on it now, drifting into foul territory, will make the catch. So the second out. And now Kyle Lindgren, who had the first RBI of this inning. The big blow, the bases loaded double by Tim Cottle. To get the Irish from one run up to four runs up. Lindgren with Cottle in scoring position down at second base. Now two outs, pitch outside for ball one. One, two, three hits. Four hits for the Irish this inning. Unofficially, a couple of errors on the Spartans. That pitch, wow. I say wow because they called it a strike. The catcher had to step to his right, cross his body with his glove, and catch that into the left-hand batter's box. But it must have caught the front outside corner. That pitch low in the dirt. Lindgren swings and misses. One ball, two strikes on Kyle. A big eight-run second inning here, still going on for the Irish. Lindgren, breaking ball in the dirt, he'll let it go, and the count evens at 2-2. Well, Hodges unofficially threw 19 pitches in the first inning, but he's thrown a lot here in the second, facing his 12th batter. Breaking ball fouled straight back by Lindgren. Count stays at 2-2. And the ace pitchers for these ball clubs, that's what they have to deal with in the postseason. The pitches that they get strikeouts on get fouled off by the good hitters, and that gets their pitch count up. That pitch way outside, and the Lindgren has worked the count full. Nice at bat by the senior Kyle Lindgren. First base is open. On deck is Luke Fazari. 3-2 pitch hit hard, straight away center field. Lingren's got a beat on it. He'll go back and catch it just short of the warning track right in front of the 401 side. So Kyle gave it a pretty good ride, but a great inning for the Irish. They get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits unofficially. Two Spartan errors and one runner left. So we've played two innings now. The Sales have gone from down four to up four. They lead it 8-4 after two innings on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Gary Hansen from Imagine's Discount Outlet. Last month was a banner month. We sold lots of new cars and took in some great low-mile local trade-ins. So this month, we partnered with local banks and credit unions to get some terrific interest rates to keep your payments low. Check out a Mustang convertible, leather, power top, a local trade-in, $144 a month. Or an 08 Chevy Cobalt, 23,000 miles, auto and air, $174 per month. We have a great selection. So call or see us today. Imagine's Discount Outlet, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're quickly ready to go here in the top of the third inning. Vic Mata, what a difference an inning makes. He gives up four runs in the top of the first. He'll come out here for the top of the third leading by four runs, and he's facing Will Dedick. And the count is even at 1-1 on him as we come back late. Dedick a double. And an RBI, his first time up, he stands in from the left side. He hits this ball, a two-hopper to left side, right to Cottle, who will walk to the first base bag himself and record the out, three unassisted. After you have a big inning like this, the Irish did in the bottom of the second with those eight runs, it's very important to put a zero up on that board and keep the momentum on your side. Joe Tampion had a single and scored in the first inning. Senior takes strike one. Trying to adjust the crowd microphone. I can't hang it out the window here. They've got a screen up. The bugs have actually woke up here in the Palouse as it's finally warming up. And few more clouds in the sky, but the flag, every time I look out there right now, it's basically limp. It's fluttering up, but sometimes it's blown left to right, sometimes right to left, sometimes not at all. So the wind has been swirling here in Colfax, but the temperature is very balmy, and the weather report is over. It's a 2-1 count on Tampion, right on the outside corner for strike two. Count evens at 2-2 on the Spartan senior. Teak-Oaksdale-Rosalie, interesting school combination. For most sports, it's the Teak-Oaksdale-Rosalie Nighthawks, but for baseball only, it's the Teak-Oaksdale-Rosalie Spartans. And now we have a pitch in the dirt. It's a ball, and Tampion took off for first base. The problem is the count is only full. So Tampion, the senior, a little bit of embarrassment. Will have to earn his way on with at least one more pitch. That pitch right on the outside corner for strike three. So Vic Mata, I said he's a slow starter. He gave up those first four runs to start the game on five straight hits. But since then, he's been pretty solid. That's his third strike out of the game, all looking. And that will bring up Jared Herford, who had an RBI sacrifice fly his first time out. First pitch to him is low for ball one. So Vic Mata working with the lead now, trying to get a 1-2-3 inning. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. McCown evens at a ball and a strike on Herford. In this very experienced Spartan roster, six seniors in the lineup. Ball at the left side, backhand picked by Hoff, long throw across. Can't get picked out of the dirt, and that'll be a base hit as Hoff went deep in the hole to backhand it. The sophomore fired it across on one hop. Tim Connell tried to stretch and pick it in a bang-bang play. Went off the top of his glove. We'll give Herford an infield single on that. Logan, just a sophomore, get in the weight room a little bit more. Junior, senior year, he'll fire that across the diamond. There's a snap throw over to Vic by Vic Mata, get Herford back. Vic was just kind of getting settled in there in the dirt circle on the mound, and Herford kind of a little too casual over there, so Mata snap throw threw it over there. First pitch into Peyton Boxleitner is low for ball one. Boxleitner, junior, struck out looking to end that productive first inning for Teak-Oaksdale-Rosalie. He pops this one high into foul territory, and the wind now blowing that way is going to carry it out of play. And the count evens it a ball and a strike on Boxleitner. Mata will rub down a new baseball. Look in for the sign. Joe Dean will look into the dugout. Coach Cox will tell him where he wants the pitch location. He'll relay it out to Vic Mata, and it's a breaking ball right into the glove for a called strike two on Boxleitner. Mata threw 35 pitches unofficially in the first inning, but he's settled down since then. Just got to get warmed up. That pitch low in the dirt. We're counting even at 2-2. 5, 6, 7, 8. Only 12 pitches in the second inning. Unofficially. Not much of a lead over there by the run. There's a swing and a miss, ball in the dirt, drop, but a tag by Dean on Boxleitner. So Boxleitner strikes out to end the third inning. No runs, one hit, no Irish errors, and one runner left on base after two and a half innings complete. DeSales boys now up 8-4, coming to bat in the bottom of the third when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. GISA Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Taking a quick look at the pitch count, Vic Mata had his rough inning in the first where he unofficially threw 35 pitches. Flash Hodges for Tico Oaksdale-Roselli, who's still visiting with his infield teammates as we get ready to start the bottom of the third. He threw unofficially 38 pitches in the second inning. Mata at 65 pitches through three innings. Hodges at 57 heading into the third. So the Sales can try to play add-on now here in the bottom of the third inning, up 8-4. Luke Fazzari will start it off, and he takes low for ball one. I think it was a ball. Flash Hodges is wondering the same thing. He's got his palms open looking in. Now he'll come with the one-ball pitch, and it's a breaking ball over for a strike. Luke Fazzari, nice job in that big second inning, playing as a DH, only three varsity at-bats this season, a long base hit into the left center field gap, and drove in a run. He takes that breaking ball for strike two. The Irish sent 12 men to the plate in that second inning and scored 8 runs. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. Ball two, count even at 2-2 on Fazzari, the sophomore. On deck, Darryl Galloway. Ooh. So DeSales responding nicely, but it is still early, responding nicely to that first inning of 4 runs lead by the Spartans. There's a chopper up the third base side, fielded by Tampion, long throw across in time to get Fazzari. Nice defense by Joe Tampion, the senior third baseman. Nice job by Luke putting the ball in play. Now bring up Darryl Galloway, the freshman. Darryl, a little nubber in front of home plate his first time up. Reached base on a fielder's choice when they tried to get Lindgren at third. Galloway just a freshman. And breaking balls inside for ball one. One thing the Irish hitters do a pretty nice job of is they hang in on that inside breaking ball inside fastball. They don't bail out. Catcher now sets up outside. That ball hit on a high chop to Tampion. He fields it, toss across the infield, throw in the dirt, scooped out nicely by DJ Brown. And quickly, two outs, both recorded by Tampion. And that will bring up the top of the order. Travis Hain. Hain, a nice two-run single. Hit a hard line drive into left field, and the left fielder misplayed the ball, which allowed runners to move up. And that big second inning for that. Hain, first pitch swing, fouls it straight back and out of play. Travis, the second leading hitter on the team at 473. Inside out swing, little one hopper to the second baseman, goes off him back into the infield, and it's going to be a base hit. Little soft knuckleball liner, and Tom Carruthers just got eaten up by it. On one hop, it went off his chest and bounced all the way back towards first base, almost to the infield grass. So an error on the second baseman allows Hain to reach first base. Maybe a little two-out rally for the Irish. Joe Dean, who bounced back to the pitchers last time up. Quick snap throw over by Hain, and he's back to first base. Hain leads the Irish in stolen bases with a modest 7 total. Dean tries to drag bunt. It tips foul, and the umpire will pick it up as it bounced off the catcher's gear and ended up between the legs of the umpire. So one strike on Joe Dean. Trying to bunt his way on here with two outs. He releases one hard in the left field for a base hit. Joe Dean kept his eyes in there. Breaking ball kind of hung up there. Joe rips a base hit. So a two-out error. The Irish trying to take advantage. Hain now down at second. A base hit by Joe Dean. Fifth hit of the game for the Irish. And Tommy Gregg steps in. And he'll rip it hard in the left field. First pitch swinging. Hain's going to be waved home. Left fielder fields it clean. Here's the cutoff at shortstop. No throw. So the two-out error by the Spartans comes back to bite them as Hain comes around and scores on the RBI single. First pitch swinging, Tommy Gregg. So the Sales after being blanked in the first inning, the big eight spot, the snowman on the board in the second inning. Now they've got one up in the third, and Vic Mata, the pitcher for the Irish, faces his counterpart, Flash Hodges. Vic picks strike one right on the inside corner. Vic was hit by a pitch in that big second inning, and then his pinch runner, his courtesy runner, Kyler Pomeranian, came around to score. There's another breaking ball inside corner for strike two. Two perfectly placed pitches by Flash Hodges. So two-out lightning with the base hit by Tommy Gregg after the Spartan air. And there's a pitch on the outside corner. Fooled Mata, but he reaches out and slaps it foul. So Hodges went hard on the inside corner with a couple of balls that broke hard onto the inside corner. Then he tries another off-speed pitch on the outside corner, and Mata fouls it away. This one high and outside. Mata has now worked the count to one ball and two strikes. Gregg at first, the speedy Joe Dean down at second base. Mata swings at a miss at another off-speed pitch. Vic strikes out to end the inning, but the Irish get another run on a hit and a Spartan error and two runners left on base. At the end of three innings, it's DeSales 9, Chico Dale Rosalia 4 in this District 9 2B Baseball Championship game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here for the top of the fourth inning as we near the halfway point of this district championship game. Vic Mata working now with a five-run lead. Irish up 9-4. They've scored nine straight after spotting four runs to the Spartans as the first five batters of this game got base hits, but Tico Oaksdale-Roselia has had a hard time since then. Tom Carruthers, senior second baseman, who struck out looking his first time up, is ahead 2-0 as we start the fourth inning. He squares him up, pulls the bat back. It's a high fastball for ball three, so the Spartans trying to get the momentum back. They started the game off in a big way, but not an age-wise experienced ball club are the Irish, but a program experienced ball club they certainly are. The DeSales boys, no stranger to postseason pressure, and the four spot by the Spartans has not rattled them at all, and they've more than weathered that early storm. But Mata throws his fourth pitch to Carruthers in the dirt, and that's four straight balls to start the fourth inning. That'll bring up Ryan Maley, who hit it hard right back up the box his first time up, but Mata had to go off his foot and then retrieved it. There's a drag bunt down the third baseline. It's a beauty. Maley huffing up the first base side. Dean zaps him at first base. Joe Dean got him in a bang-bang play at first base. That was a pretty bunt by Ryan Maley. That was just a good baseball play. Maley, a drag bunt from the right side. He put it right up the edge of the grass on the third base side. Joe Dean, just a sophomore, pops out from his catcher spot, threw hard to first base, a little bit into the runner's path. Tim Cottle, another sophomore, nice job with the high stretch, and they get Maley on a bang-bang sacrifice, we'll go ahead and call it, as it does move Carruthers down to second base. One out, top of the order for the Spartans here in the top of the fourth inning, Flash Hodges, who's one for one today, a base hit and scored in the first inning. He walked and was stranded at third in the second inning. The count even on him right now at 1-1. Mata checks the runner at second, breaking ball right over the middle, froze Hodges. Flash, I've been looking for something else there. 1-2 pitch on the way. Another breaking ball, check swing foul into the on-deck circle as Lance Lindgren picks it up. So Mata seems to have Hodges guessing up there right now with the breaking pitches. Here's the 1-2 pitch again. Fastball this time low and away. Count even at 2-2. Pretty good crowd on hand below. We've got quite a few Liberty Christian fans hanging around. They beat Asotin 3-2 in a mild upset and will face the loser of this game for the number 2 spot at the district tournament. Next pitch, low, breaking ball knocked down by Dean, and the count has gone full on Hodges. Asotin has a definite ace pitcher in Jackson Webb, but they chose to save him for a winner to regional loser out game. The Liberty Christian able to scratch 3 runs on just 1 hit and win it 3-2. So the pitching wasn't the issue for the Asotin Panthers in the loss. It was the defense and the lack of offense. Little throw down to second base. Carruthers is back. Mata on in the stretch with the 3-2 count. Check throws back again. This one's going to go into center field. Carruthers will hold up at second base. So a little snap throw back to second, and then they tried the timing play there as the second baseman comes in and leaves, and then Hoff, the shortstop, circles in behind him. They time that out, and Mata's throw is a little bit towards the left field side that Carruthers not able to advance. He'll get the baseball back, set with the 3-2 pitch again. Inside, and it's a strike 3 called as Hodges kind of flinched and then took the call 3rd strike. Unofficially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strikeouts now for Mata. And Lance Lindgren is having a nice day, a double and a single. First pitch swinging, never up the first base side. Cottle's going to feel it behind the bag and take it himself. So the Irish, after giving up 4 runs in the first inning, have blanked the Spartans in three straight zeros. We head to the bottom of the 4th inning. DeSales leads it 9-4 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cemex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The sales up 9-4. Quick unofficial pitch count check. Vic Mata unofficially has thrown 78 pitches. Flash Hodges, in a half inning less of work, has unofficially thrown 74 pitches. Vic, after 35 first inning pitches, has settled out nicely to throw 12, 18, and 13. For the Irish, Tim Cottle takes a pitch right in the hip. First pitch of the 4th inning, and Cottle is on base. Tim having a nice day, a single, and a run scored in the 2nd inning, and a bases clearing a double. And home plate umpire, and we'll talk with Flash Hodges. Interesting. Met him halfway between home plate and the mound, and I don't think it was hey, how you doing? Good luck the rest of the games, is it? There's a bunt on the ground up by Hoft, and the only play at first base, and Hoft, nice job. Good fundamental baseball as Logan Hoft moves Tim Cottle into scoring position. So talk about pitch count. Hodges has thrown only two pitches in this inning, but the Irish haven't got a hit. They've been hit and have a runner in scoring position for Kyle Lindgren. Kyle, one of only three seniors in the starting lineup for the Irish, has scored a run. He's got an RBI single. Flew out to deep center field to end that big second inning. He fouls the first pitch straight back. You're not going to get much by Kyle Lindgren. He's a competitor. He's going to get the bat on the ball. He leads the team in RBIs of 25. That breaking ball inside and in the dirt, count evens at 1-1. Look at Kyle's sheet. He's walked 12 times. He's only struck out 3 times all season. He's only struck out 3 times in 46 official at-bats. He's ahead in the count now, 2-1. Cottle down at second base with one out. The sails up 9-1. Gordon's pitch is high for ball 3-1. On deck, Luke Fazari, the designated hitter for the Irish. Winner of this ball game will advance to the Region 4, I think it is, tournament down at Burleski Stadium. There's a line drive past the shortstop for a base hit. Ball bobbled in center field. Cottle's going to turn and dig for home. Ball's going to go through if the throw is weight, so that's going to be an error on the center fielder that could allow Cottle to score. So no RBI for Lindgren there. He ends up at second base. Of course, my score sheet is definitely unofficial, but that's the way I see it. If Lindgren fields that ball cleanly in center field, Tim Cottle does not score because Kim Cox is definitely going to put the stop sign up, but when he saw Lindgren bobbled the ball, he sent Cottle. So the Sails has scored in 4 straight innings now. And there's a pop-up to third base by Cesare. First pitch swinging. It's going to be caught by Joe Campion for the second out. And that'll bring up Darryl Galloway. So the Irish playing a little bit of little ball here. A hit by pitch. A sacrifice bunt to get Cottle over to second. Base hit by Lindgren, bobbled in center field, leads to an Irish run. Always keeping the pressure on the opponents. First pitch to Galloway, low and outside. Darryl, just a freshman, 260 hitter on the year. He hits this one high to center field. Lindgren's got a beat on it and will make the play. But the Irish get another run, one run on one hit. There was one that Spartan air and one runner left on base. We've played 4 complete innings. DeSales has scored 10 straight runs and leads it 10-4 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Vic Mata in the top of the 5th inning now in this district championship game, as his teammates have played add-on, and the Irish now lead it 10-4 after being down 4-0. His first pitch to DJ Brown, is a strike. Quickly, another strike. Vic Mata working very quickly as his first pitch happened right when we came off break. Vic wants to get it going. This pitch was low and away for a ball. Dedek a base hit, a two-run single in that big first inning for the Spartans, but that kind of woke the Irish up as they scored eight in the bottom of the second and have been cruising a little bit here, now 10-4. There's a swing and a miss by Dedek, and he's down on strikes. Mata, unofficially now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strikeouts for Vic. And that'll bring up Will Dedek. With an RBI double from standing in from the left side his first time up. Grounded out to first base his second at bat. He takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Next pitch, he hits it hard to left field. Arellano shifts it over. He's not going to get this one. This is going to roll all the way to the fence. And Dedek in with a stand-up double with two outs. The defense, of the outfield defense was definitely shifted over for the left-handed batter. That ball was hit to straightaway left field. But Arellano was way over into left center. So a double by Dedek with one out. His second double of the game. And that'll bring up Joe Tampion. The Spartans trying to get the momentum back. First pitch, strike taken at the knees by Tampion. Tampion, a base hit his first time up, struck out looking in the third inning. The senior asks for time, digs his back foot in. Mata checks the runner at second base. Curveball hit. To Hoft at shortstop, pass across the infield for the out. They're going to try to go to third on it. A strike of a throw by Coughlin, an easy out. Defense, defense, defense. Hoft with the fundamental play, the throw to first base, and Tim Cottle just threw a laser back across the bottom, the diamond. No chance for Dedek as Lindgren just waited there with the tag. So the Irish get a double play there. Let's go 6-3-5. I guess, and they're out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Irish up 10-4 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, a tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Travis Hain, the leadoff hitter for DeSales, will be up for the fourth time in this ballgame. He's had a two-run single in that big eight-run second inning. He reached base on an error with two outs in the third inning and came around to score on an RBI single by Tommy Gregg. He takes the first pitch low in the dirt for ball one. And he hits this one, second offering into shallow left center field, and Lindgren is going to dodge Boxleitner and make the catch in left center. Collision averted, out recorded. F8, we'll call it. We'll bring up Joe Dean, who after the error on the Spartans, which allowed Hain to reach base, had a solid single to get Hain into scoring position. Then Gray drove him in. Dean takes low for ball one. Joe, unofficially 2-for-3 with a double and a single in this ballgame. Next pitch on the outside corner for a strike. As I've mentioned on several occasions, the winner will advance to Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla for a regional tournament, as 16 teams will survive this weekend. the Sweet 16, and then they'll play a couple of loser-out games next weekend to try to reach the Final Four. High pop fly to left center. There's that triangle of players coming to the ball and running in and making a nice catch is Peyton Boxleitner. The shortstop, Maley running out, Boxleitner and Lingen running in, and Boxleitner takes charge and makes the catch. So two fly ball outs to start this fifth inning, and that'll bring up Tommy Gregg. Tommy's been on base every time in this ballgame, twice on base hits, once he reached base on an error. And he swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Breaking ball, this time's in the dirt. Hodges has gone all the way. The Irish have hit him hard after the first inning. The defense has been a bit shaky. A couple of balls that I recorded as errors have been recorded as hits. There's a soft ground ball to the right side, fielded by the second baseman, and he'll throw it to first. That's Carruthers to Brown. So a 1-2-3 inning breaks a three straight inning scoring streak by the Irish. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played five complete innings. The sale's up 10-4 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Incentives, stimulus, rebate, tax credits sound confusing? Not for us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we have researched all the energy-saving opportunities that are available for you when you upgrade your current heating and cooling system. Not only do we know what they are, we do all the paperwork for you. Call today to find out how you could receive as much as $2,400 in energy-saving opportunities. Call 525-4868. That's 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish are six outs away from a district championship and a trip back to Walla Walla and over to Burleski Stadium for next weekend's regional tournament. They meet at 10-4 for the Spartans. Jared Herford will lead it off. He's the number six batter in their order, and he takes one off right off the end of the bat for a strike. It was up and in. He kind of flinched and it went right off the knob of the bat and straight back for a strike on Jared Herford. Next pitch hit hard down but fouled on the third base side. So Vic Mata quickly working ahead. No balls and two strikes. Herford is unofficially one for one in this game. He had a sacrifice fly for an RBI in the first inning. Reached base on a single in the second. Hits this one hard through the left side past the outreaching glove of Lindgren. Arellano misplays it, but Herford will stay at first base. So two strikes, no balls on Herford. Mata just kind of floated one up there, and Herford jumped all over it. And Kim Cox, always coaching hard, comes out of the dugout. Tries to get a little refocus with Vic Mata. There's, he gave him a pretty easy pitch to hit there with no balls and two strikes. That'll bring up Peyton Boxleitner. And there's a strike right at the knees on Boxleitner. Location within the strike zone is so important to the success of the DeSales pitching staff. And that was not good location, and Kim Cox let him know. And Vic's got this pitch in the dirt. Down to second is Herford. Here's the throw, and the call is safe. Dean, nice job. Ball in the dirt. Good footwork. Got a nice throw down to second base, and the play was actually closer than I thought it was going to be. As we'll give Herford a stolen base there. Pitch to Boxleitner as a ball. Well, the scoreboard has it down as a strike. I'm sorry. No balls, two strikes on Boxleitner. The next pitch is up and away for ball one. Boxleitner has struck out both times he's faced Mata. Victor has recorded six strikeouts. That pitch is away as well. Count even at 2-2. The Sparks have a runner in scoring position in Hereford with nobody out. The Irish up 10-4. Down 4-0 after just one inning. There's a swing and a miss tipped into the glove of Dean, and Boxleitner strikes out for the third time in this game. Now bring up the number 8 hitter, Tom Carruthers, who's 0-1. Walked and was stranded at second base in the fourth inning. Struck out looking to start the second inning. 5 straight hits to start this game for Tico Oaksdale Rosalia. Only 3 hits, 4 hits since then. And they have, more importantly, zeros all the way across. So we have a substitution for the Nighthawks. Trevor Renstrom, a senior, off the very experienced Nighthawk bench, will step in for Carruthers. And he rips it hard into right center field. It's going to drop for a base hit in front of Greg. They'll hold the runner at third. So instant offense, Trevor Renstrom.
How bad is it? Number 8, first up, Ryan Nevis.
Gets a base hit. And then Spartans have runners at the corners with one out. And Ryan Maley, a freshman, has shown he can handle the bat pretty well. A drag bunt in the fourth inning that he almost beat out. He did advance a runner. And he hit a ball hard off of Mata's leg his first time up. He squares the bunt again, pitched low and away for ball one. So Tico Oaksdale Rosalia trying to get something going here. In the top of the sixth inning, down 10-4, and Kim Cox wants to talk things over with his defense. The Spartans have runners at the corners with one out. And I think the message from Coach Cox is, hey, you guys, we're up 6 runs. The way these guys are going to get back in the game is if we start throwing the ball all over the place. Let's just make sure we know what we're doing. That runner at first base really can't hurt us. If the runner, the guy sitting down in the dugout, 4 or 5 batters down the way, it could hurt us. Let's make good, solid infield play. Make them earn their runs. Protect the lead. I'm sure it was much more specific than that. The conference on the mound is over. Veteran coach Kim Cox, situational coaching there. Maley is squared to bunt. Mata releases the pitch. Maley pulls the bat back and takes a strike. So Coach Rob Hudkins of Tico Oaksdale Rosalia flashing the signs down there. Tried to see what the DeSales defense was doing. There's a snap thrower to first base, and the back sliding is Renstrom. One ball, no strikes. Pitch low in the dirt, knocked down nicely by Dean. Keeps it right in front of him. Good defense by Joe. 2 balls, 1 strike is what I have on my score sheet. That's what we have up on the scoreboard in deep right center field. Wind now blowing in at the breeze level. There's a pitch right down the middle. 6 Mata. I can see the shiny teeth all the way up here just smiling at that one. It's called a ball. Must have been up a little bit. 3-1. Maley is not real tall. I'd say about 5'6". So a tough, small strike zone. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw through to second base on the runner, and did they get him? Yes, they did. Dean to Hoff, and the runner third stage. Joe Dean guns down the runner. A little bit of a collision down there. Logan Hoff lost his hat and collided just a bit with the senior, Renstrom. But Joe Dean, nice gun by the sophomore catcher. So Tico Oaksdale Rosalia trying to get 2 in scoring position. Instead, the Irish execute the play. They were very willing to trade a run for an out. And Hereford stayed at third base. And now they're still checking out Logan Hoff. I think his face and the runner's face, or bill of his cap or something, or batting helmet, collided. And I think Logan's going to have to come out of the game as Or check that. That's Travis Hayne, excuse me. Travis Hayne, the second baseman. He's shaken up, and that will bring in off the bench for the Irish. Well, I had that screwed up. I was pretty sure that was Hoff who took that throw. But it must have been Hayne. Regardless, the outs recorded caught stealing. In for the Irish is Adam Eskel. Defensively. And it was a strike, the last pitch. So as Travis Hayne gets taken out of the ballgame, Adam Eskel, another sophomore, one of eight sophomores on this very young DeSales roster, as the official takes his little notepad out and records the lineup change. The count is full on Maley. There are now two outs. Herford's still over there at third base. The defense has continued to be solid for the Irish. They've picked off runners. They've thrown out runners who have ill-advisedly tried to take an extra base, and they've caught stealing Renstrom right there. And there's a ball hit hard back up the middle, knocked down by Vic Mata. Self-defense there. Maley has hit a couple back up the box, but Vic smothers it and throws them out. So the Spartans had two on with one out, but they don't score. No runs on two hits, no Irish errors, one runner left. The Sales will try to play add on some more. They lead it 10-4, heading the bottom of the sixth on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Vic Mata will lead it off in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Irish. Hopefully their last chance to add on to the six-run lead. Sales got to maybe add on some runs and then play defense for three more outs. They've been very solid defensively, reacted very well to the early Spartan burst, four first-inning runs on five straight hits by Tico Sale-Rosalia, but it's been all the Sales since then. The Irish trailed 4-0 after one inning, and then eight runs in a big second inning when they batted around, one in the third, one in the fourth, and they lead it 10-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch nubbed off the end of the bat, foul by Vic Mata. Vic is 0-for-2 today. He struck out a couple times. That pitch low in the dirt is wet and evens the count at 1-1. Struck out in the first, struck out in the third, hit by a pitch in that big second inning when Flash Hodges had trouble. He hit batters, he walked batters, his defense committed a couple of errors, and the Irish hit the ball hard. There's a hard hit ball, but way foul up against the fence along the left field line. So Vic way out in front of that off-speed pitch. Here's the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Vic lays off it, count even at 2-2. Victor, a 300 hitter on the year, leads the team in home runs with three. Here's the 2-2 pitch up and in, right up under the chin. That was, I think, a breaking ball that didn't break much. And the count has gone full here in Colfax at McDonald Park. There's a ball hit up the third base side. Campion's going to field it on a couple hops, tops across in the dirt, scooped out nicely by DJ Brown. Good defense by Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia, and the first out of the inning is recorded at 5-3. The Sales, three outs away and six runs ahead in their bid to go to Burleski Stadium for the regional tournament next weekend. We'll look at that bracket in the postgame. And first pitch goes behind Cottle. Tim Cottle had a base hit his first time up, a bases clearing double his second time up, both in the second inning, and then he was hit by a pitch his next time up, and he hits this one hard down the left field line as Flash Hodges continues to work that inside corner. That first pitch behind him, it looked like it hit him. So Kyle has been a real difference maker at the plate. Gets right up on that plate, and he hits with power. That pitch up and in for ball two. 2-1. Cottle, a 362 hitter on the year. Added to his team-leading doubles statistics with that bases-loaded double. He pops this one up in foul territory in the right side. First baseman's going to make a run at it and make the catch in front of the Tico Dale Roselia dugout. So a jam shot by Hodges. And quickly, two outs for DeSale. So the Irish in the second, third, and fourth inning did their damage. They went down 1-2-3 in the fifth, and it looked like that might happen to them again here in the sixth. Logan Hoff now will come to the plate. Logan is officially 0-for-1, a walk, and scored in that big second inning. He hits the first pitch, swinging right to the shortstop, Maley, tossed across the infield for the out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Spartan defense, but the Irish have a six-run lead, 10-4, heading into the top of the seventh inning. The Irish with the lead on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Vic Motta will rub down the baseball and then step off onto the mound here in the top of the seventh inning. After spotting the Spartans four runs in the top of the first, Vic has blanked them with all zeros since then. His team has come from down four to up six, 10-4. The final chance for the Spartans, they have the top of their order up. Flash Hodges takes a strike across the letters. And that one's low on the outside corner, too low, ball one. Count even at a ball and a strike on the senior Flash Hodges, who's 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Struck out his last time up. That pitch in the dirt goes all the way back to the screen, and it's 2-1. If the Irish hang under the lead, they will play at 1 o'clock next Saturday against the number 2 team out of District 5-6. They are playing their district tournament this weekend as well. They have a northern division and a southern division. Brewster, Warden, Lake Roosevelt, Kittitas, Liberty Bell, and Riverside Christian all vying for regional bursts today. And I think they finish their tournament up next early next week. Next pitch taken, but it's a strike. Hodges, as I had looked at the district and regional tournament brackets from other places, missed a pitch. The count is now full on Hodges. That pitch low and away. So a leadoff walk. Now the Spartans started this game with a five straight hits and four big runs. They need six runs to keep this one going. Lance Lindgren, who had a ringing double in the first inning, solid single in the second, and grounded out to first base his last time up. He's 2-for-3. Pitches low to Lindgren for ball one. Outfield shaded quite a bit into the right side. Playing medium depth. Galloway actually playing pretty deep. There's a ball hit hard to center field. Greg running in is going to play it on a hop. and a solid base hit for Lance Lindgren, his third hit of the game. And Tico Oaksdale Rosalia.
Now batting, number 15.
At the least, they're trying to build some momentum into the matchup with Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian beat Asotin earlier today 3-2. The loser of this game will play Liberty Christian in the loser out contest to follow here for the second regional berth, that one in Spokane. First pitch to DJ Brown, the number 3 hitter in their order, is low and outside. Brown is 1-for-3. Left-hand batter swings, steps into the bucket badly, fooled on that pitch, count even at a ball and a strike. Tico Oaksdale swept their regular season series with the Patriots of Liberty Christian. That pitch way outside and high to Brown. The Dean leaps out there and makes the catch. So Mata struggling just a little bit here. Two on, nobody out. Working against the top part of the Spartan order. Here's a 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Tell you what, DJ Brown does not look good in his cuts. He's bailing out. And the count even at 2-2. So throw a strike, make him put it in play if he can. 2-2 pitch up and away. Mata has gone full. Unofficially, Vic's pitch count going into this game inning was 102. Logan Hoft and Kyle Lindgren, the shortstop and the third baseman, would be the likely relief choices. And Mata loses Brown, and that will load him up. So two walks and a base hit, and Vic is missing by a lot, and that will bring Kim Cox out of the dugout to check with his senior hurler. That will give me a chance to talk about Pacific Little League back in Walla Walla. I'm sure some of the Irish faithful are listening back there, Pacific Little League. Baskin and Robbins has teamed up with Pacific Little League to sponsor a fundraiser Monday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. 31% of all sales at both Walla Walla stores will benefit Pacific Little League. So thank you to Baskin and Robbins teaming up with Pacific Little League, whose motto is So Kids Can Play. Two locations in Walla Walla, 202003 Isaacs and 640 South 9th Street. So go to Baskin-Robbins from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday, May 23rd, and 31% of their profits that afternoon will go to Pacific Little League. Well, the conference at the mound is over. Mata's going to stay in. His pitch is in the dirt right through the legs of Dean all the way to the screen, and that will score a Tico Oaksdale-Rosalia run on the wild pitch. Well, that's not the production that Kim Cox was hoping for out of that conference, I'm sure. Will Dedick took the pitch for a ball, and he lines one hard back up the middle, past a diving Logan Hoff. Two more Spartan runs are going to score, and still nobody out. Tico Oaksdale Rosalia has something going. Will Dedick, his third RBI of the game, second and third RBIs, a solid base hit. So the Spartans trying to keep this game going by doing what they did in the first inning, scoring runs in bunches. They scored first in the four in the first inning. They scored three here in the seventh inning. And Joe Tampion at the plate. Still nobody out. Dedick on at first base. Strike at the knees on the outside corner to Tampion. Logan Hoft has been the number 2 pitcher for the Irish in doubleheaders all season long. The sophomore is 7-1. There's a pitch in the dirt, swing and a miss by Tampion. So Mata got Tampion to chase one there. Jared Herford is on deck. Sales leads at 10-7 now. Their 6-run lead has been cut in half, and there's a pitch right on the outside corner for strike 3 called, and that's the first out of the inning, the 7th strikeout for Mata. And now Jared Herford comes to the plate. Herford is 2-for-2, a sacrifice fly in the first, and base hits his last two times up, including a stolen base. Herford Another senior, swing and a miss. Seniors up and down the roster for Tico Sal Rosalia head coach Rob Hudkins. And a swing and a miss again by Herford. Quickly Mata ahead in the count, 0-2. There's another pitch. It's a strike, but it's a ball hit hard to center field, but drifting back nicely on it. Tommy Gregg makes the catch. The pitch was over the plate. It was a swinging strike, but a well-hit ball by Herford, but right to Gregg. So two outs now for the Spartans, recorded by the Irish. After three quick runs, the Irish have gotten a couple outs. And one out away now from the regional tournament. Peyton and Box Leitner, the junior, takes strike one. So Vic Mata seems to have settled down. And there's another pitch over for a strike. Both breaking balls tied up Box Leitner. And just like that, Box Leitner, who struck out all three times today, is the last hope for the Spartans. And Mata puts a extra heat on that one, but it's high and away. Vic trying to close it out with his seventh strikeout. His eighth, excuse me. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Irish up 10-7. Breaking ball, swinging. He hung up. It's a strike. Vic Mata gets the win. So Box Leitner K's for the fourth time. The Sales will win the District 9 two-peat baseball championship with a 10-7 win here at McDonald Park in Colfax. We'll be right back with the Happy Totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at McDonald Park in Colfax, site of the 2011 Southeast 2B Baseball District 9 playoffs, and DeSales boys will receive the District 9 trophy from Tournament Director Rick Wilcox. The Irish run their record to 17-4. The Nighthawks, or excuse me, the Spartans, they're called, fall to 16-3, all three of their losses to DeSales, and they'll have to regroup and take on Liberty Christian in the loser-out winner-to-regionals game as soon as they get the field ready. The Irish work is done here in Colfax, and they advance to the final 16 teams, the Sweet 16. They'll play at 1 o'clock at Burleski Stadium.
Your 2011 Southeast 2B Baseball District Champion, the DeSales Irish.
Presenting the trophy to Vic Mata and the Irish players, Rick Wilcox of Asotin. I turned the crowd mic up. Hopefully you could hear that presentation. But the Irish get the win. 10 runs on 8 hits. They did not commit an error. They left five runners on base. Teak Oaksdale, Rosalia unofficially, well, officially they had seven runs on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 10, 12 hits. So Teak Oaksdale, Rosalia actually out-hit DeSales overall unofficially. But DeSales got them when they needed them, played very good defense. The Spartans had some issues defensively, unofficially 3-4 errors, a couple bobble balls on the in the outfield, a couple bobble balls on the infield, and they left 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 runners on base. They scored early, 4 runs scoring in the first inning. They had 5 straight hits, but Dick Mata put them down without scoring in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th innings. In the 7th inning, they used a couple of walks, a couple of base hits, a wild pitch to score 3 runs. Mata settled down, recorded the last 3 outs, 2 by strikeouts to get the win. The Sales advances to the regional tournament. We'll be back with more Happy Totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Super One Foods has been a part of the Walla Walla community for a long time. Our customers appreciate extensive product selections, bountiful arrays of fresh produce, seafood, meat, bakery, and deli, and friendly, helpful employees. Being food smart, we know how to help you choose the best, cook it right, and make it taste delicious. That's why so many of our customers leave Super One Foods with smiles on their faces. They not only enjoy shopping at Super One, but they leave with money in their pockets and more time on their hands, too. You can't beat that. Stop by and give us a try. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys just off the infield grass down the left field line, huddling up with head coach Kim Cox and now Mike Gregg, Doc Gregg he's known as, will line the players up and get that district championship picture taken. Hopefully next Saturday afternoon we'll be taking a regional championship picture from Burleski Stadium in Walla Walla. That's where the Irish will play next. They'll take their 17-4 record back to Walla Walla, and they will play the number 2 team out of District 5-6 next Saturday. And the District 5-6 tournament is going on today as well up in the Yakima area. And they have two divisions in District 5-6. From the Northern Division, the teams looking to qualify for regionals are Brewster, Lake Roosevelt, and Liberty Bell. And from the Southern Division, Warden, Kittitas, and Riverside Christian. Kittitas, a team that DeSales beat last year to advance to the Final Four. The Irish are in the Final Four. Teak Oaksdale, Rosalia, and Liberty Christian will take each other on here in a moment for a chance to go to the regional tournament in Spokane. The losers' season is over. Earlier today, Liberty Christian beat Asotin 3-2. They got those 3 runs on just 2 hits, or excuse me, on just 1 hit, and beat Asotin 3-2. Asotin held out their star pitcher, Jackson Webb, and he didn't get to pitch today as the Panther defense and offense could not get the job done. Liberty Christian still playing, at least for a few more hours, with a 3-2 upset win. Well, the Sales Chico Cielos area definitely had upset on their mind when this game got started. It started early. Apologize if you didn't get the first couple of innings. It was scheduled to start at 1 o'clock. The weather reports have been challenging in the Palouse, but it really hasn't happened yet. It's more overcast, definitely, than it was when this game started, and the wind seems to shift a lot, but the weather's been very balmy and pleasant throughout. But the tournament director said, hey, we've got the nice weather now. Let's get these games in as fast as they can. So the first pitch was scheduled for 1 o'clock. I think the first pitch was actually at 12:38 on my watch. So I apologize if you missed the first couple innings. And the Irish weren't ready to go, at least Vic Motta. He was putting a lot of pitches up in the eyes of the Spartans, and they were drilling them. The first five Chico Oaksdale-Rosalia batters hit the ball hard, reached base. The Spartans sent seven runners to the plate, or batters to the plate in the first inning. Four of them scored. The Irish went down in order in the bottom of the first, but then in the second inning, the Sales batted around. They scored eight runs to take command. The big blow, a bases-loaded double by Tim Cottle that cleared them off. The Irish had five hits in that inning. Chico Oaksdale-Rosalia had a couple of errors, a misplayed ball on a single in the outfield that allowed another run to score, and a booted ball in the infield as the Spartans unofficially committed four errors on the game. So the Irish made that stand up. Vic Motta blanked the Spartans in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. The Sales played very good defense. Spartans, the maybe a couple of over-aggressive base-running plays, and the Irish with good footwork and awareness and accurate throws in the infield made the Spartans pay for their aggressiveness on the base paths. Things you get away with against maybe a lesser team, a lesser program, that Kim Cox and his assistants, Mike Postlewaite, Clint Hale, and Mark Graves, doing a great job, as always, schooling up the Irish defensively, and they didn't let it get ugly. The Spartans did put a little bit of a rally in the end. They started strong. They finished strong. They scored three runs in the seventh inning on a couple of walks, a couple of hits, and a wild pitch by Vic Motta. But Vic settled down, recorded the last three outs in order. He's the winning pitcher at 8-2 now on the season. Struck out nine, walked four. I'm not much for figuring out earned runs, but we're going to assume that all seven runs were earned for the Spartans because the Irish did not commit an error defensively. Well, that's the tale of the tape. Do you know where the Sales plays next? We're going to take one more break. I'll look over the stat sheet, reflect on the game, as should you, I hope, and we'll think about our Dairy Queen player of the game for this district tournament championship game you just listened to on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Gary Hansen from Imagine's Discount Outlet. Last month was a banner month. We sold lots of new cars and took in some great low-mile local trade-ins. So this month, we partnered with local banks and credit unions to get some terrific interest rates to keep your payments low. Check out a Mustang convertible, leather, power top, a local trade-in, $144 a month. Or an 08 Chevy Cobalt, 23,000 miles, auto and air, $174 per month. We have a great selection. So call or see us today, Imagine's Discount Outlet, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's nine convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. Visa Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live for the final time from McDonald Park in Colfax, Washington. It's been very balmy in the Palouse. The weather has cooperated, and the Irish Bats come alive in the second inning to erase a 4-0 deficit. They score 8 runs in the second. Lead 10-4, a little hiccup in the seventh inning where the Spartans put up a final spurt with 3 runs, but the Irish win it 10-7, and they are done in the district tournament bracket. The Irish come in 16-4, they leave 17-4, and the number one seed to regionals. They'll play at Burleski next week. The Nighthawks fall to 16-3, all of their losses to the Irish this year. They will play Liberty Christian in a winner to regional loser out game coming up next. Liberty Christian ended a Soton season earlier today with a mild upset by a score of 3-2. So Kim Cox has his group in the final 16. They will take on the number 2 team out of District 5 and 6. Well, you heard the stats, you heard the scoring summary. Hopefully you're able to listen to the ball game and decipher what I was talking about. It always takes a while to get into the baseball groove after the layoff from basketball season, but Derek Clean, player of the game, as I scanned through the stat sheet, I felt the back breaking hit, the game-bursting hit, was Tim Cottle's bases-loaded double in that second inning. It was not only a 3-run double, he hit it hard, right to the fence on a couple of hops at the 375 mark. It was a powerfully hit ball. Tim Cottle, the sophomore, a big day. Unofficially, he was 2-for-3 at the plate with those 3 RBI. He reached base being hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. He scored a couple runs. But that big 3-run double in that 8-run second inning, and it proved to be the cushion they needed as the Irish win it 10-7. Those 3 runs on that bases-loaded double end up being the difference. So Tim Cottle, our Dairy Queen player of the game, honorable mention, I guess, to Vic Mata. He battled. He goes to 8-2, does the senior pitcher, struck out 9, walked 4, but he started slow and finished shaky, gave up 4 runs in the first and 3 more in the seventh, but his teammates played great defense behind him. No errors unofficially for the Irish. So the Sales boys will play at Burleski Stadium. First pitch at 1 o'clock. We'll have regional tournament baseball on KHSS. Yours truly, Mike Spees, will be there. We'll be on the air about 12:40 for the first pitch at 1 o'clock. So until then, thank you for listening. Please think of all of our great sponsors who make playoff sports possible on the radio. And great job back at the studio by Paul, as always. So until next Saturday. This is Mike Spees from Colfax saying enjoy the rest of your weekend. Congratulations to Sales Baseball. On to the regional tournament. And now we send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.